Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Peters for CCR to House Bill 1742.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1742 by Peters of the House and Anderson of the Senate, an act relating to children.
Representative Peters, you're recognized to explain your CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, House Bill 1742 is cleanup language from child care bill passed last year. The Senate took the title off and I put it back on. It passed 95-3.
Questions on the CCR? There is a question. Representative Morissette, you're recognized for a question, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Peters, in the bill summary, it indicates that the measure deletes the requirement that DHS develop a web-based tool that assigns a numerical score to reflect a child care facility's complying with licensing requirements. That would appear to be, to me, a good tool to have to inform the public about those facilities. Why did we do that?
What page you're on?
I'm reading from the summary. If you want to take a minute, that's fine. I mean, I'm just reading from the summary that...
Where in the summary? What, say that again, please.
It indicates in the summary that the bill, and let's make sure that it's still in the bill, that DHS no longer will be required to put on their website a score about whether the facilities are in compliance with licensing. And I'm just questioning, if that's in the bill, why is it in there? Let's see if
I don't believe that's in the bill, Representative Morissette. I mean, I've been working hard to get that information on the web.
That's what I suspect. That's what I thought. Let's just take a minute and make sure it's not in. Okay. I don't know. We get the right bill here. Ron, which copy are you working from?
Huh?
Which copy are you working from?
I have the original draft because all the Senate did was take the title off.
That's all they did?
Yeah.
Well, are you concerned about that summary saying that? I mean, if it's not in there, that's fine.
There's nothing deleted to that extent in the bill.
Okay, let me just check real quick. It's not in there.
How's this going?
I'm not sure, Mr.
You got the wrong bill?
No, I got the right bill. You got to hear the names are calling me over here.
Not as bad as what I'm calling you.
Mr. Speaker, are you going to control this now? I found it, Ron. I found it.
You're recognized. Finally. Thank you.
Okay, and the copy I have on page 24, starting on line 17, it deletes the language on subparagraph C. The Department of Human Services shall develop by July 1, 2000, a web-based assessment tool to evaluate compliance. That was taken out of the bill. And I have to believe that, Ron, that you want that in there.
I do want that in there. It's a problem with the date.
Follow up.
Thank you.
They have a web-based site already up. It's already up and running. You can go to it and check it now.
Okay, I understand. But if it's already up, then there's no reason to delete it. What I'm saying is, do you know where that is in the statute now? Let me ask you this.
They just did it. They knew it was coming, and they just did it ahead of time.
So you're telling this body that in fact, that system is in place now, and this is just...
You can go to the DHS website and pull it up right in this minute.
Okay.
Seeing no further questions. The legal analysis took so long, I've forgotten at what point we are in the bill. All right. Representative Peters moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adoption of the CCR signify by saying aye. All opposed, nay. Ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1742 by Peters of the House and Anderson of the Senate, an act relating to children.
Representative Peters moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? The clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants announce roll call in the hall. Roll call's in progress. Representative Copeland votes aye. Representative Jordan votes aye. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Jackson votes aye.
Representative Schwartz votes aye.
Representative Pittman votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote. Clerk, our chair is preparing to close. Clerk, declare the vote.
96 aye, 2 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, declare the bill to have passed. Representative Peters now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency without objection. That'll be the order. Declare the vote.
96 aye, 2 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.